In today's Mishnah, we're in the seventh final Mishnah from the eighth parak of Masechta Ediyot. The Mishnah begins. Amri Yeshua. Yeshua said, "Mukbala ni Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai sheshama merabo verabo merabo halach leMoshe beSinai." So Rabbi Yeshua said that he heard from, or he received from Yochanan ben Zakkai, who heard from his teachers, that heard from his teacher, going all the way back to Moshe, Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, who Hashem showed all the future generations that were to come. What details is Rabbi Yeshua referring to? That is, she'en Eliyahu bala tamel l'taher l'rachek u'l'karev. That it's known that Eliyahu Navi's, prior to Mashiach coming, that Eliyahu Navi is going to come and he's going to clear up the very sfeikot. However, if you remember in yesterday's Mishnah, we raised cases where there was sfeikot regarding if there were certain psulim involved in various families. So when it comes to those types of sfeikot, Eliyahu Navi is not going to get involved. The only cases he will, though, in that world of issues regarding Yuchsin, is Ela l'rachek et hamokoravim bezroa, or l'rach karev et hamoruchakim bezroa. That if a particular family, by way of force, was brought close or distant, so that means, for example, the first case, is if a family that they were muchzak, they were already known to have psulim, or they were known to be pasul, not even suffix, they were known to be pasul. However, they were by force brought into the fold and given a status as if they were kasher, or the opposite, there was a family that was kasher and they were distanced by force. Those are the cases Eliyahu Navi is going to be involved in. The Mishnah continues. What are these cases? Mishpachat Beit Tzrifa Haitah Be'er Yarden. This family that was on the Transjordan, Beit Tzrifa, the Richaka Ben Sion Bezroa. They were a family that was kasher, and Ben Sion, who was quite a scary individual, quite a forceful individual, he decided that he didn't like the family, and he said that they're pasul, and he distanced them by force. And he made announcements to enforce that wish of his. What acher, there was another one, Haitah Sham, that was in the location, the Kerva Ben Sion Ben Zroa, that Ben Sion, violent individual, he actually deemed that this family should be kasher and brought in, and he exerted force to ensure that. And it says, Kogo Elu, running those families, Elu Abala Tameo Lataher Lacharek Lacharev. It's those families that Daniel V will say that actually we've got to put things back into place. You cannot bring families in or out of the kasher to psul by way of force, and those are matters he'll take on. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the karev aval l'rachek. Eliyahu Navi will only be involved to mekarev, to bring back families that had a ches kashrus and were deemed to be pasul, but not the other way around. Rabbi Shimon Amar says, no, that's not what it's referring to. Ra'la hashvot hamachloket, that Eliyahu Navi is only going to come to resolve disputes. And Chachamim says, lo l'rachek v'lo l'karev, ela lasot shalom ba'olam. Eliyahu Navi is not going to come to, as we said, l'rachek l'karev, we said, but rather to simply make peace in the world. Katia cites the Ravid, who said he's going to come and make peace between Am Yisrael and the nations and bring the tidings that Mashiach is about to come. Shenemar, and this seems to be the basis of all the debates, all the opinions in our Mishnah, says, Hine sholeach lachem et Eliyah Hanavi. Pasuk from Malachi that Hashem is going to send Eliyah Hanavi, referring to Eliyahu Hanavi, lifnei bo yom Hashem hagalul vanora. And the Mishnah continues, Vegomer veheshiv lev avot abanim velev banim alavotav. So he's going to return the hearts of the sons, fathers and fathers of the sons. Now the question is, what are the fathers and sons referring to here? First opinions are said refer to Yuchsin, whereas Rabbi Shimon said, no, it actually refers to father and son. He is like Rebbeim and Talmidim, in other words, to resolve all machlokets. With that, we end, says Salik Masechta, we finish Masechta, and we'll begin the new Masechta, Masechta Avodah Zarah. Let's dive right into it. Mishnah begins, Lifnei Edim Shel Goyim Shloshim Yom Asu Lasef Letet Imahem. The 3 days prior to the various festivals of the Day of Avodah Zarah, the idol worshippers, one is not allowed to do business with them. One explanation is brought in the Gemara, that's cited by Kahati, is that as a result of closing successful business dealing, this idol worshipper that one does business with will be quite happy, and since it's the time of the festivals where they go and worship the Avodah Zarah, you will be the cause of this person giving praise to his Avodah Zarah. And there is a specific issue in the Torah, says, V'shem Elohim achirim lo tazkiru, lo yishma al picha, that it should be heard al picha, on your mouth, meaning you should not be the cause of a person who worships Avodah Zarah to praise their God. Mishnah then continues, L'hashilam u'lishol mehem, likewise, the one's not allowed to lend or borrow from them. Again, because of the simcha that might be generated as a result of this transaction, it's either going to be a sale, but it's just simply borrowing lending, again, we don't want to be the cause of them. The Gemara also brings another reason, that if you're actually going to give them something to use for the bazaar, for example, you sell them a korban, then you might run into the issue of lifnei evir lo titen michshol as well. But the Mishnah has an article on that, so you can have a look at that in your own time for more details. Likewise, it says, lahalvotam v'lilvot mehem, also to simply loan call borrow from them, lipara, to pay off a debt, or lipara, and if you loan them money to actually receive the final payment. Rav Yehuda says, no, nifraim mehen, you can collect your final debt, mipnei shehu meitzer lo, because collecting a debt, for the person to actually pay off a debt, it's not such a happy experience because they have to pay off, they're parting with their money. And therefore, Rabbi Huda says, it's not going to be a trigger for this idol worshiper to go and praise Avodah Zarah. In other words, you're not going to be the cause of that praise. So Amru Lo Chachamim said, no, Afa Pisha Meitzah Hu Achshav, despite the fact, an act of payment of parting with his money to pay off the debt, it is not so pleasant. Nonetheless, Samechul Acharazman, in a day's time or 2 days' time, when he's going to be on the day of his chag, he's actually going to be happy. Why? Because he's now paid off his debt. The fact that the debt is now off his shoulders, that's another reason for him to be happy and give praise. And therefore, we don't want to be a trigger for that. So therefore, this first mission explains we can't do any business transactions or borrowing or lending, loaning, all these other things to or from an idol worshipper prior to their festival. That's the first Mishnah, and we'll learn about more of this tomorrow. There's the Mishnah today.